Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is champion, it's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. It's great, 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 great to be with you. P.S., by the way, I haven't mentioned this yet today on all the shows. If you haven't left a five-star review, please go to iTunes, find the show, leave a five-star review and a nice comment so it helps. It really does. It helps other people find the show faster, just like you did, and get them to be inspired. So we have more people, happy, happier. Wouldn't you like to be around more happy people? You know, truth be told, there's only about 10 miserable people in the world. They just happen to move around a lot. You know what I mean? Hey, why aren't you fitting in? What's the problem? Why do you keep telling people about where you're going, what you're doing, and they laugh? I talked about it a little bit on the previous podcast. Or why is it that you feel like, you know, you got this idea, you're sharing it with people, just not really, no one really gets it. Well, you kind of like the square peg in the round hole, aren't you? Aren't you? Look, this podcast is made for unique individuals, for the weirdos out there, the dreamer, the doer, the entrepreneur, the individual who wants to go for it and be a little crazy along the way. That's you. That's me. That's everybody that listens to this show. I mean, seriously, do you know how many looks I got? Well, hey, what are you doing now, Sam? What you doing with yourself now when I quit my job? Sam, what you doing with yourself now? Oh, well, I run a website, everydayisaturday.com. Really? You're kidding. Every day is get out of here. Used to bother me. Now I just turn away. I start walking away. You know, every time when you buy something online or you do anything, you got to get on the phone with somebody. Okay, can I have your email address, please? Yes, that is sam@everydayisaturday.com. Wouldn't that be nice? Well, it is, actually. Yeah, it is nice. Thanks for asking. It really is pretty nice. How's things here at the bank? You know? I mean, we're almost embarrassed of going for our dream because why? Why would we ever be embarrassed about going for and doing something that we love to do? Because we don't have enough crazy people in our lives. We hang around a lot of just normal. And I mean normal by just dead. When I say normal, I mean dead, okay? Abnormal stands for above normal, just like we say in the intro. But we don't find enough of those abnormal people. We go looking for dead people. And have you ever tried? I mean, why don't you just go to the cemetery? Seriously, just go to the cemetery, walk around and ask all the people what they think about your dream. Same thing, you know? Read the tombstone. Let's see. Dolores Johnston. Hey, Dolores, it's Sam Crowley. Says here, you were born in 1927 and you died in 1988. Okay. Hey, Dolores, quick question for you. I got this sales funnel I'm building all around this entrepreneurial dream. Got a landing page, videos, giveaways, things like that. Membership area. What do you think about that? I'm going to challenge people to go for their very own Saturday. Dolores Johnston of 55 Main Street here. What do you think about that? Probably not going to get a lot of feedback from old Dolores. Okay. That's what you're doing every day. The only difference is these people are vertical. They're not horizontal yet. But you're asking them what they think about this crazy dream you have. And then you feel dejected and deflated when people laugh at you. Look, how many times have you brought up that somebody's in your inner circle right now and they laugh? Of course they do. When you go through the webinar, you go to ediswebinar.com. That's what I'm promoting all week, all month, all the rest of my life. I think I'm going to send everybody there because it's so powerful. The training inside of there, I'm going to teach you how to stand guard at the entrance of your mind. You know, I'm going to teach you how to get that message out. And we don't worry. We don't worry what the dead people say. Walk through the cemetery. Do you worry what they say? No. No, same thing. Walk around life. Just go to the grocery store tonight. How many dead people do you see? I count at least 20. And if you go between 5 and 6, that is the best hour to see all the dead people. I mean, they can't be any more miserable. Why? You know why? They're rushing home from work. They got to get food on the table. They're late. And they're running in for some last-minute items at the grocery store. And they got no time for small talk. They look so stressed out. I feel so bad for these people. And I genuinely do feel bad for them because there's a lot of single moms, working moms. You may be one of them right now. And you're like, Sam, you just described me. And I look because I've got a keen sense for that now because of why. It used to be me. It used to be me. Honey, can you pick up? And then my wife would send me a text or, I mean, God, it's been so long since I've been in a job. I don't even know it was a text, a voicemail. Hey, can you pick up and list a bunch of stuff? We need it for dinner. Kids are starving. And I'm like, oh, my God. Not only I got to fight traffic, I got to stop at the store on the way home, get the food, which means we're not having dinner when I get home because we still got to make dinner. And the kids are going to be miserable because they're hungry. And that's all the people you see in the grocery store. Just for an example. I mean, that's just one example. Make sure. And here's a quick plug, 20-second plug for the webinar. Make sure when you go to ediswebinar.com, you watch the Five Pillars of Freedom video series. That's free. Free when you register. And soak that in. I talked about it a little bit earlier on the other shows. And the reason I set that up that way is because before you even view this webinar, I want you to know all the great content that's waiting for you. But more importantly, I want to let you know that these thoughts you're having, you're not crazy. So when you go to ediswebinar.com, you're going to see all the other people that have come before you viewing the same message. It's like, ta-da, I'm not nuts. Imagine thinking you were insane for the longest period of time just because you wanted to go for this big, audacious dream. This big dream you've always had. And you thought you're insane. I mean, what world, what bizarre world must we live in that says these huge dreams we have are insane? But hey, if that's the law of the land that we live in now, that's the law of the land we live in now. You're insane. I'm insane. But I don't think so because you know the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, and yet you're expecting a different result. That's insane. So when people say, you're insane, say, no, actually, I'm not. Actually, I'm not. Let me explain to you, Miss Feeble-minded individual, why you are the one that's insane because you're actually expecting a different result. And you're doing nothing to get that. Me? Oh, well, let me tell you where I'm going. Oh, that doesn't work. Next, the most powerful four-letter word in the dictionary, N-E-X-T. Next. But Sam, they'd laugh at next. I don't care what they say. It doesn't matter what they do. It doesn't matter what they think because they ain't you. You feel me? You understand where I'm going with it? It's the faster you can say next is the faster you're going to keep moving towards your dream. You get caught up. Look at our political election. Just regardless of where you fall here in the U.S., Republican, Democrat, look at Donald Trump. Is there anyone more thin-skinned that's ever run for president? This guy is tweeting at 3 in the morning about people that are saying things about him. I mean, good Lord, you're trying to be the leader of the free world and you're going to be that thin-skinned. And again, you may love Trump and that's great. Look, we all get a chance to vote here in November of this year. But boy, that guy has some of the thinnest skin I've ever seen. It's like, dude, if I were a Trump supporter, I'd be tweeting that guy back saying, hey, you're representing my party, my cause. Can you please grow some skin of a rhino? So when people say these things, you know they're just trying to get underneath your skin. You don't take it so personally. But that guy's going to lose the election because he's just letting that stuff, this stupid stuff. I mean, if I could coach that guy through this, I would be right there. Say, dude, put the phone down and get out there and get on message. How are you going to grow the economy? How are you going to get jobs back? How are you going to do this and that? I mean, you must have a platform to speak on and a story to tell. But no, don't be like that. Don't be so thin-skinned. People are going to take shots at you, especially when you do something big. And is there anything bigger than being president of the United States? Like I said, regardless of what you are, this isn't a political debate, nor would I ever want it to get into one. It's not even worth the air. You know, I unplugged from all the political stuff when I went to Orlando with Disney last week with my kids. Didn't miss a minute of it. people unfriending people, people swearing at other people. Ah, you know, if you're going to support Hillary, don't even be my friend. Bah. Okay, that's normal. That's normal. Let's turn into the Hatfield and the McCoys over our political slant. Anything more stupid than that? Stupid. I came back, jumped online. I'm like, whoa, it's like a big tidal wave of politics coming at me the Monday I got back from the trip. I was like, oh my God, seriously, these people are still talking about the same thing they were talking about, influencing absolutely nobody, you know? So anyway, regardless of what side you fall on, use Trump as an example not to be so thin-skinned and let people get under your skin like that. You got a job to do. You got a mission to do. Go to edis-webinar.com. Meet me there. Go through the webinar. Take advantage of all the free stuff that I'm going to give you, as well as the unannounced bonus when you stay to the end of the webinar. There's a download for you as well. All of that designed to get you to say, hey, you are the abnormal one, but that's a great thing. That you don't want to be on the side of everybody else. You want to be over there looking at everybody else, because when everybody thinks you're crazy, you know. You know. You just know you're on the right track. So would you get there? I'll see you over there, edis-webinar.com. It's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter, @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.